Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Every Thursday, we're joined by Rob Bradford, typically at 11:30, but he's a busy man. Baseball isn't boring, neither is Brad Foe's life. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Red Sox call up Roman Anthony, Rob. And it's almost like the McFarland Energy flowing through the stadium. Like all of a sudden, it's just electric in there.
You didn't hear that when he got up to play? Everyone yelled McFarland in unison. It was awesome. And by the way, thank you for adjusting the time. I was emceeing the Cape Cod League Managers Brunch, introducing the managers there, all yelling McFarland. So thank you to the fine people of the 99 and the Cape Cod League. Awesome stuff. And you guys are awesome for adjusting. Thank you.
You know what we're going to need at some point by the end of the summer is the Rob Bradford All Cape Cod League team.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your starting
all-time Cape Cod League.
Yeah.
Literally every player in Major League Baseball played the Cape Cod League.
That's fine. Give me your list.
Yeah, but why don't you do the random Cape Cod League player of the week?
Ooh, that'd be huge down there.
Lance Dobbins, I think, is on that list.
But before we go, I had a very pertinent question.
Where we go? We just started. We were talking about it.
You just got here.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah.
The what?
No, before you go, what? What? We just started the interview.
Before we get going. That's enough. I've talked to you guys enough. Enough is enough. As you probably know, I had Lucas Giolito on the podcast this morning, and we had a very pertinent topic, which was I walked out of a movie the other day. Have you ever? I asked him if he had ever walked out of a movie. Have you guys ever walked out of a movie?
I don't. Think so.
I definitely haven't.
I'm too cheap, and I like, even if it's a bad movie, I'll fit it. The closest I came, I think, was City of Angels. I remember, I think I was like eighth grade. Horrible. The Goo Goo Dolls on the soundtrack, and we saw it, and it was like half my friend group left, but like a couple of us stayed, and it was terrible. Like, that was the closest.
Was that
I think
Meg
I came.
Ryan? That
yeah.
wasn't Meg Ryan.
Nicolas Cage,
yeah.
Meg Ryan, Meg I think. Ryan. Yeah. City of Angels.
Yeah. Bradford, what'd you walk out on?
The Wes Anderson movie, the Phoenician thing.
That's on you for seeing that.
Gotta be honest, I would. If I'm gonna walk out of a movie, a Wes Anderson movie is one that I might walk out of. Yeah,
agreed.
Mm. The best way, as I explained to Giolito, the best way I can explain it is that Wes Anderson was trying way too hard to be Wes Anderson. So it was. I love Life Aquatic. I love some of the other movies, but you get 3/4 of the way through, and you're just thinking. Am I better off like lying down somewhere or watching this movie?
Yeah, it's not a good use of my time at this point.
Yeah.
Can you settle this? Roman Anthony says there are three Anthony Anthonys: his grandfather, his father, and his brother. Leah Anthony was on with the Greg Hill Show today and says there are two. How many Anthony Anthonys are there or were there? Maybe there's a gray area here with how many there were at one point versus now. Like, do you have the answer to this, Rob? I feel like if anyone would have this answer, it's you.
The best, by my reporting skills, the best I can do with my reporting skills is that I interviewed the dad yesterday, and on his
Anthony.
Past.
Yeah.
No, on his pass, it said Tony. So maybe that's factoring into the equation. So maybe there's a Tony, and then she's factoring the other Anthony. I don't know. That's the best I can do.
We may never know. Right, it may just be an unsolved mystery throughout the year.
We got to get to the bottom of it.
But where do you come down, Rob, on, you know, we see Roman Anthony 2 nights ago is fantastic. Marcelo Meyer, 2 home runs yesterday. And the Yankee series, as we all know, 3 lefty starters going for New York. What do you do? Like, Jones and I want to play the guys. We know they're lefty. And I know, you know, Ref Snyder hits lefties and whatever. You got to jumble stuff around. But I want those guys in at least 2 out of 3 of the games.
I heard you guys. And I at 5 a.m. this morning, I was going down a rabbit hole and trying to figure out exactly what the right answer to this. So the right answer is that you integrate them against lefties, but not all the time. I mean, you can't listen. You're still in it. No matter what everyone says, you're still in it. You have 2 right-handed hitters who are both having OPSs of over 950. So you start right there. You can't ignore them. You look at this month in baseball, the Red Sox against left-handers, their team OPS is number one in baseball, 100 points better than the next level. So when you have that type of success and you have those type of options, you can't ignore it. Now, all of that said, I think that there's creative ways to get these guys some at-bats against lefties. Like, we so focus on just the Romy Gonzalez or whatever, Rob Refsnyder. Like, okay, like, what's wrong with putting Marcelo Meyer at second and not letting Christian Campbell play? What's wrong with, like, saying Jaron Duran, take a night off because you aren't that great against lefties?
Yeah, or Rafael. There's ways
or Rafael. To get him in there.
Yeah.
So there's ways to do it. Now, I wouldn't just roll him out there against the Yankees. I wouldn't roll him out there against Rodon and say, go get him. We want to develop you against one of the best pitchers in baseball. But there are times, especially in the games they're starting, I would like to see them maybe get one more at bat. Maybe it's in the 5th inning or something like that, and then save the pinch hitter for later in the game. So I don't know if I answer your question. I don't think I'm all in on just saying, go get them, guys, like I think you guys were saying. But I do think that there's ways to integrate them a little bit. But the bigger question, guys, that nobody's talking about, is all this Roman Anthony hype, you know, with the family and the sister and everything else and the player. Well, it can all come to a screeching halt here in a couple of days.
Okay, dovetails into what I was just about to ask. You're saying when Abreu comes back, they could send him down? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah. So I was just going to ask you how it all fits together when Abreu and Bregman come back. Not to say it's like a great problem to have or anything, but I was just going to ask you that. When Bregman and Abreu are back, how does it all fit together? But why would they send him down when Abreu comes back? Why would they do that?
Well, because they've landed at that same spot where they were before. There's the same spot where I said, hey, Red Sox, I'll give you the solution. Move Sidon Rafael to the infield. Send Christian Campbell to the minor leagues, and you have Roman Anthony. That's my solution. But they dug in on not doing that. And when William Abreu comes back, they'll probably have the same exact situation. There's no easy answer to this. And I know that people will be twice as up in arms, probably, especially if he does anything, by the way, in the next few games. But to answer your question, Adam, like, this is – nothing's changed. Like, unless they make a trade, unless someone else gets hurt, whatever it is, nothing's changed. And I do think, though, if we're going to look at the next few games, the importance of this conversation, if Roman Anthony pops a couple, as Keith so eloquently describes them, as dingers, Sox dingers. I love when you say that. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay.
Sox dingers. Sox a couple dingers. Then people are going to be screaming and yelling, and rightfully so. I mean, you see the presence of the kid. I know he's 1 hit, but it just feels different in the middle of that lineup. But to answer your question, though, there's not a lot of easy answers.
No, there isn't. And your Rafaela one, I think, makes sense, moving him into the infield, and then you get your guys going. Another one that I don't think is going to happen, but it's got a little bit more, I guess, info on it. Last night, Sam Kennedy saying that, you know, when the time's right, Rafael Devers will play first. Breslow pretty much dumped water on that this morning on Greg's show. But wouldn't another scenario be if Willie Abreu comes back, Rafael Devers plays first, Toro plays third, Meyer plays second, and now DH is open for whatever combination you want to use whether it's Ref Snyder against the lefty, whether it's Roman Anthony doesn't have to worry about the field because the Braves back, whatever you want to do, you can open it up that way. And you can even keep Toro. As long as Toro's hitting, you can keep him at third. And then when he eventually cools off, you can, you know, jumble it up again. But is that at all a scenario, Devers grabbing a glove?
In the tradition of a Rafael Devers press conference, yes, 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 no. I mean, and the no is he's not probably going to play first base.
Right.
And that's the problem. I mean, we all know this. This is why.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is why we wanted him to pick up a glove. This is why we wanted him to work out. This is why you wanted to at least introduce that. Because that exact scenario made a lot of sense. And you're not even introducing Yoshida, who's probably going to be ready in early July to function. Probably is right now, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think that when Sam Kennedy says that, he's saying he's like he's fielding ground ball. No, he's not. He's goofing around at shortstop. I mean, this is a lot different than doing what Christian Campbell was at first base. Mm-hmm. And until I see Rafael Devers seriously take, like, some hardcore instruction as a first baseman, even in the warm-ups, then, like, it's not going to happen, and there's no signs that it's going to happen. And we've litigated this a million times. It's unfortunate. Rafael Devers is an awesome DH. He's having an awesome year. He's going to be an all-star. But it's two different conversations. You know, like, it would mean a whole lot if you at least saw what that looked like you saw what it looked like with Christian Campbell for 2 weeks, just toying with it in pregame because of all the scenarios that you laid out.
Sticking with Campbell for a moment. And maybe this applies to more players. They won't sit Story down, and Story started to heat up, but he was really scuffling for a while. Rafaela started very slow. They wouldn't send him down or demote him. Campbell in the same way. All those guys have their contracts. Would they hesitate or balk at sending Christian Campbell down because he has a big league deal and they're paying him all this money at the big league level?
I hope not. I mean, that would be... You know, I've heard that floated, and I mean, it's not floated in terms of a fact. I mean, this is just like, why aren't they sending him down when you have the worst production in all of baseball for the month of May, and then you're really trying to figure out the position? Say, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, is it because of the contract? And people praise that, but I'm like, no, you know, I've seen guys get sent down with contracts before. I can't imagine that's it, but it's to me, it's still the thing that is bizarre to me. Is that we kept hearing about Roman Anthony, about how he had to fine-tune things and work on things. Well, Christian Campbell is the same thing. Like, and he's had less time in professional baseball than Roman Anthony. So, like, he has to fine-tune things. He has to work on things. He has to understand, like, what it's like to be actually pitched on the inside part of the plate. All that. He has to learn how to field his position better. It's okay. We've said it a million times. Mike Trout did it. Jackson Holliday did it last year. We could go down the list. But for whatever reason, they're still really hesitant. And every time that Christian Campbell gets an opposite field bouncer, you know, for a couple hits, we're like, oh, there it is. No. Like, no. it's still, to me, the logical progression for Christian Campbell to take a breath in the minor leagues, free up this spot, and then go from there. So, but they seem to think that he's going to keep developing with a third deck, and which just seems like the way they're going to go.
So it seems like Hunter Dobbins' dad completely lied to him about his baseball career, and, you know, really not the biggest deal in the world. However, Hunter Dobbins gets these flashy headlines for saying how he'd never play for the Yankees, and here's why, and then it's quickly disproven, and then he has to do this kind of awkward Q&A yesterday where he's trying to clarify things. I guess, you know, stick up for his dad in a way. But what was your take over these last 2-3 days for Hunter Dobbins?
My take is, how are we not making the t-shirts right now? I said, like, say I'm not in the business of fact checking my dad. I mean, what a great line, and how much does that ring true for everyone?
Sure.
You know, if Bill Bradford's listening right now, I'll do apologies. But yes, we were not direct descendants to Governor William Bradford. We were second cousins. I honestly felt bad for him a little bit, because, like, listen, I mean, it's, you know, he said what he said. He heard it from his dad. He just says this thing. And the weird thing is, and I kind of want to get your guys' take on it, the obsession that the New York media immediately had to this, like how great offense they had that somebody didn't want to play for the Yankees. I kind of put the shoe on the other foot. I'm like, if someone said they didn't want to play for the Red Sox, I'd kind of be like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe, like, it either way. I'd be like, if they were offering you money and nobody else was, you wouldn't play for them? Sure. You know,
yeah,
I don't buy it, but yeah, I don't think it'd be as big of a deal. I think it also just sort of says the state of the Red Sox Yankee rivalry, where it's pretty dead, and they're like, oh, one player who no Yankee fan had ever heard of until this weekend says he doesn't want to play there, and then they get all fired up.
It also says something about the state of, you know, just like an athlete can say whatever and we'll just run with it. If I'm as guilty of this as anything, like if Christian Gonzalez told us something when we had him on during football season, I'd run with that.
He didn't really tell us anything.
It's not like I'd fact check him. So, like, I don't know. I mean, on some level, I give Joel Sherman credit. He's like, wait a minute, is this even true? I went to Baseball Reference. I don't see this guy anywhere. It could have just started there.
And let's be honest. I mean, how much do we miss the back pages in Boston? Like, they put the back page of the New York Post. I mean, like, that was, they did a lot with a little. Right there with that headline and that graphic. But, you know, I just think that, you know, this is a kid where you're right. I mean, I think it was a perfect storm where you did it in the New York media, ESPN, oh my mackerel. I mean, they latched onto it and ran with it. They just happened to be pitching that night. Another thing is, I think that, you know, the Jazz Chisholm tweet, like, amped it up. I was there, you know, driving the Yankee Stadium, and Jazz Chisholm tweets like, hey, you know, something about, well, get ready, get all the smoke.
Yeah.
And so immediately in the clubhouse, Jazz Chisholm comes out and everyone asks them about it. So when someone responds, it's going to get amped up, which it did. And, you know, I don't know if there's any more meat on that bone, but we're about to find out, I guess, tomorrow.
You think these last, I guess, 7 games or so is a turning point, or is this still, from what you've seen, the same old Red Sox that are going to be kind of hovering around 500?
Well, they got to win 3 in a row for the first time since the end of April. I mean, the facts are facts.
Yeah.
So I watched that game yesterday, and I felt like, okay, it felt a little bit different. I think in large part because you did have young guys making their presence felt. I think that's a big part of it. But the biggest part of this is, you know, why we obsess over the Anthony family and Marcelo Meyer hitting jacks all over the place. You know, really it comes down to, can you get starting pitcher through 6 innings? And can you get that Giolito? Can you get that Bueller?
But I have the answer for you on that. There's a reason to maybe believe in these young kids. There's no reason to believe in Walker Bueller and Luke. No offense to the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, friend of the podcast. But, like, I don't believe in those guys at all. At least have a chance of believing in these young kids.
Well, I would challenge you to listen to the podcast. Maybe you'll think differently.
Okay, maybe I will. I'm usually pretty dug into my ways, Rob. But, like, I get your point about the pitching. I don't think there's much of a prayer of the pitching personally. But if they turn it around, that would be a big factor in why they turn it around. I won't argue with you on that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the straw that stirs this drink. Whether, you know, because they were wearing out the bullpen. The bullpen's already been thinned out because of Slayton. You know, this is how this whole thing can work. And, I mean, I don't, like, believe me, listen to Lucas Giolito talk about how he went back and looked at this thing where they show his skeleton He had me convinced. When you're talking, when you get the skeleton talk.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
It was unbelievable. I said, "What? You did what?" He's like, "Yeah, they showed my skeleton." I'm like, "Oh, they showed like the stick figure?" No, my skeleton. I'm like, "Oh my goodness, yay baseball. Let's go."
I think I'm in on this.
Yeah, I still don't get it, but okay. Yeah, well, I'll have to give it a full. I'll have to give it a full rip.
Here's the good skeleton when you pitch well. Here's the bad skeleton when you don't pitch well.
I understand now. Now I get it. Okay, I was thinking like X-rays. I get it now. Okay, well, I'll have to give the full thing a listen. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with Rob Bradford. Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go, and check them out on WEEI.com as well. And, of course, Thursdays here with Jones and Keith Bradfoe. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you.
Thank you. Rob Bradford joining us here. We do need his full – you were asking for his Cape League baseball team, meaning the most productive players on the Cape or the best players ever to come from the Cape?
Best players ever to play in the Cape League.
Okay.
Which I know is like all Hall of Famers. I get it. I'm not saying, oh, that's an obscure guy. Right. I know studs play there. I'm just curious, like all the years there,
where'd
who
you
would you say were the 9 best players?
And then like was Kituit had like 3 of them. And you go, oh, wow.
Yeah, like, ooh, well, that was a good year. Should have seen that. Oh, I wish I was there for that game.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of thing. Again, you can listen to the full interview there with Bradfoe on the Odyssey app. Just go get that thing on your phone. 617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Tet. We did a good job with Cora yesterday. Cora wasn't impressed with Andy Hart flipping him the bird mid-interview. I believe they talked to Tom Curran today at 3:30, so stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.